This is the ninth class of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The story is Jagannath Mishra marvels over Nimai's footprints. This is a little bit of different mood here. It was the Adi Lila, chapter 14, verses 76 through 91. It's about a dream of Jagannath Mishra. Kabuputra Sange Shachi Karila Shayan Dekhi Divyaloka Asi Barila Bhavan. Sometimes, taking her son with her, Mother Shashi would lie down on her bed. At that time, she would see the denizens of the celestial world had come there, filling the entire house. Shashi Bale Jahaputra, Bulaha Bapare, Matri Agya Paiya, Prabhu Chalila Bahire. Once Shashi said to Nimai, "Please go call your father." Receiving this order from his mother, the Lord went to call his father, Jagannath Mishra. Chalite charani nupur, bhaje jan jan, shuni chama kita hoila, pita mataraman. When Nimai was going out, the tinkling of ankle bells was heard from his feet. Hearing this, his mother, Shachi, and father were struck with wonder. Mishra kahi, e bara adbuta kahini, shishura shunya pade, Kani Nupura Dwani. Jagannath Mishra said, "This is a very wonderful incident. Why do we hear the sound of ankle bells coming from the bare feet of my child?" Because he didn't have any ankle bells on his feet. But yet they're hearing ankle bells. Shachi kahe, areka adbuta dekhila, divya divya loka asi angana barila. Jagannath Mishra says, "I heard, didn't you hear? Oh, Shachi, did you hear those ankle bells on his feet?" She said, "Yes, I heard. But not only that, let me tell you something, Chamatkar, Adbhuta, some other amazing thing. I also saw something Adbhuta, wonderful. That when I was lying with your son, or I was with Nimai on the bed, I saw many celestials, devas coming from the celestial kingdom and crowding the entire courtyard of our house. Kiba kola halakari, bujitena padi, kahake vastuti kari, anomana kari. They were making all kinds of noise. I could not understand. I guess they were offering prayers to someone." She told her, "They're all a bunch of celestial beings and devas. They were all standing in the courtyard, wah, 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 on this, that, I don't know. Maybe offering prayers to him, I speculate. I conjecture. Mishra bali kichu hauk, chinta kichu nai, vishambara kushla hauk, e matra chai." Jagannath Mishra said, "Oh, never mind what it is. There's no need to worry. Let there be all good fortune for Vishwambar. That's all I want. Forget about these celestials and these ankle balls. I don't know about that, but let him be happy. Let him be safe and sound." Ekdin Mishra Putra, Chapalya Dekhiya, Dharma Shiksha Dila Bahu, Bartsana Kariya. Another time, Jagannath Mishra, seeing the mischievous acts of his son Nimai, gave him lessons in morality after rebuking him greatly. There's so many mischievous things that Nimai did. Sometimes he would break the pots, and sometimes he would scatter things, go in the kitchen and throw rice all around and throw mustard oil on the walls. And that's not much appreciated. That's kind of sticky and gooey, and it takes a lot of hard work to clean up the walls. And then sometimes he would go and stand where all the old cooking pots were thrown in a pile, all the spent pots, burned up bottom, all black bottoms and stuff. And he would go and get all black soot on his dhoti and jump around the pots. Sometimes he'd go out in the courtyard and grab a cobra and start, you know, play with a cobra and just throw him around. And he would do a lot of mischievous activities. And sometimes he would, and then they would get reports from the mothers in the neighborhood that he would go down to the bank of the Ganga. And there's some bushes by the Ganga. They have these sticker burrs. We call them sticker burrs. They're called okada seeds. They're little, like stickers. When animals run by, they have little. They're like little seeds with little thorns on them, little ball. And they get stuck on your clothes, your sweater, your socks, whatever. And they usually get stuck on some dog or animal. And the dog runs here and there and they fall off and the plant grows up. That's how they propagate or spread themselves around. So Nimai would gather all these up in his hand. And then the girls would come out of the water, all these Bengali Brahmanis with all their coconut oil and all that stuff on their hair. And he'd say, "Hey, Haribo!" And he'd throw these okada seeds in her hair, all sticky. And to get those out of your hair, you have to pull half your hair out of your head, you know, because they get all entangled and snarled up. And they say, "You rascal!" And then sometimes he would go and get some Ganga water and put it in his mouth. And they'd be sitting there, the girls make linga out of some sand and do Shiva puja there, a makeshift deity of Shiva. And they're chanting mantras, all pati dehi, this, that, please give me a good husband, and this, that. And then Nimai would come up to him, and they would be absorbed, they'd be doing your puja and very intent, and he would go next to him, and in their ear he'd go, and he would spit all the Ganga water in their ear. He just, you know, throw it in their ear, and ah, you rascal. And then he would say, hey, don't you, and they'd say, I'm going to curse you. And he said, don't you do that, because I'll counter curse you to have 7 girls when you get married. And so this way he was doing many mischievous deeds, and his father was well aware of these things. So one day he said, listen, Nimai, I want to teach you about morality, because you're acting a little strange, and you are a Brahmin, you're the son of a Brahmin. He rebuked him, and then he taught him lessons in morality. But that night, Ratri Swapna Deki Eka Asi Brahmana Mishra Kahaye Kichu Saroshavachan. That very night, after rebuking Nimai Pandit in the afternoon, Jagannath Mishra's dream, he saw a Brahmin had come before him, and he was speaking words in great anger. Mishra Tumi Puchara Tatva Kishwina Jan Bhatsana Taranakara Pucha Kariman. My dear Mishra, you don't know anything about your son. You think him your son, and therefore you rebuke and chastise him. Mishra Kahi Deva Siddha Munikini Nai Jese Badahok Mucha Amaratanai. This boy may be a demigod, Deva, a mystic yogi or a great saintly person. It doesn't matter what he is. As far as I'm concerned, he's only my son. This is the same Bob that Nanda Maharaj had. Because sometimes the Devas would come down and say, hey, what is this? You're chasing it. Your wife is chasing with a stick and binding him up to a mortar. And you're pulling his ear and say, hey, behave yourself. Stop breaking these yogurt pots and stealing virgins' dresses. Don't you know who your son is? Indra would come, Brahma would come, they say, and Narada Muni would come, say, don't you know who your son is? Dwang, 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 he's this, that, the other thing. He says, you're just a kid, Narada. What do you know? You're not Brijvasi. Do you know? Do you know what they, you don't understand our Bab. You're going all around the universe, twang, 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 twang. You know, and speaking of Murgari and Narayan and all these people. But this kid, you say he's Bhagavan. You say Ishvara Parama Krishna and all this stuff. Look, the other night there was a thunderstorm, it was monsoon season. And you think Bhagavan's going to run away from a lightning bolt? He jumps in our bed and starts crying, Daddy, Daddy, help me, help. Boom, 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 boom. And then, and the other day he got so scared, and some at nighttime, there were some jackals going, how, how, how. He came in the room and peed on the floor. And you say he's Bhagavan. And then he jumps up and down. And in the morning time, before Mother Yashoda can even brush her teeth or anything, he's pulling out her skirt and saying, Mama, Mama, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm starving, starving, give me something. This is Bhagavan? He's subject to starvation and thirst and hunger? What is this? Narada Muni, you're just a baby. You don't know. You go out, Jao. He's my son. That's all I know. So Jagannath Mishra is telling this Brahmin in the Swapna. He said, oh, you're saying, I don't know this, that. You're saying Siddha, Deva, this, that, mystic yogi. Come on. He's Jagannath Sutta. He's the son of Jagannath Mishra. He's Sachi Sutta, the son of Sachi, Sachi Nandan. Bas, no more. And then Jagannath Mishra goes on, speaking to this Brahmin in a dream. Putra Lalana Shiksha Pitara Swadharma Aminashi Kale Kaiche Jani Be Dharma Marma. It is the duty of a father to educate his son in both religion and morality. If I do not give him this education, how will he know of it? Viprakahi Putra Jari Daiva Sirahai Sotak Siragyan Tabe Shiksha Vyartahai. The Brahmin in the dream, the Swapna Brahmin, Vipra, Swapna Vipra Shiksha, he said, if your son is a transcendental mystic boy with self-effulgent perfect knowledge, then what is the use of your education? He's saying, if he's Daiva Siddha, Swatak Siddha Gyan. Swatak means within himself, independently, he already has perfect knowledge, Siddha Gyan. So what are you going to teach him? If somebody has a PhD in behavioral psychology, what are you supposed to teach him? So the Brahmin Jagannath Mishra saw in his dream told him that his son was not ordinary. If he were a transcendental person, he would have self-effulgent knowledge. And Jagannath Mishra, after hearing this, said, Mishra Kahi, Putra Keni Nahi Narayan, Nahi Narayan, Tadhapi Pitara Dharma, Putrera Shikshana. Even if my son is not a common man, even if he's Lord Narayan, still, it's the duty of a father to instruct him. Emate dune karin, dharmer abhichar, vishuddha vatsalya mishar, nahi jane ar. In this way, Jagannath Mishra and the Brahman discussed the principles of religion in the dream. Jagannath Mishra was absorbed in unalloyed parental mellow. He did not want to know anything else. In Bhagavatam 10.8.45, it is said, Krishna, who is worshipped with exalted hymns by Vedas and Upanishads and by great personalities through Sankhya Yoga in the mode of goodness, was considered by Yashoda Nanda to be their own little son. Jagannath Mishra also considered Mahaprabhu his beloved little boy, although he is worshipped with all veneration by learned brahmanas and saintly persons. Etashuni dvijagela hana anandita Mishra jagiya hoila parama vismita. Being very pleased, the Brahmana left the dream, I guess, after talking with Jagannath Mishra. And when Jagannath Mishra awakened from his dream, he was very much astonished. Bandhu bhandavastani sapta kahila shuniye sakala loka vismita hoila. Jagannath went and met his friends and told all about the dream. And every one of them was very astonished to hear it. He mata shishu lila kare gora chandra dine dine pita matara Bhadaya Ananda. In this way, Gaurahari, Gaurachandra, performed his childhood pastimes and day after day increased the pleasure of his parents. Sri Sachinandan Gaurahari Ki. So in this Leela, we hear about the Nara Leela of Lord Chaitanya Sachinandan. It's very much like Krishna's Leela, they're parallel. Jagannath Mishra is Nanda Maharaj. Sachinandan is Yashodanandan. And they have very similar Leelas. One in Navadvip, which is Audharya, magnanimous Leela, expanding, generous Leela, which brings us into the Leela, brings us into Krishna Leela, and the other is Madhura Leela, which churns the sweetness of the heart, enables us to appreciate Krishna's pastimes. Jai Shri Radhe. Kartiki Devi Radharani Ki. Jai.